Hiya, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Yay!
Yay!
I was watching your face then. You actually looked like you were waiting to get it wrong.
And else. Because in my head, I was like, how's this going to go?
Yeah, I can see it. Hang on.
It's overthinking at its very best, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like, but how many episodes are we up to now?
83.
And this is all we ever do. It's amazing. I love it. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, yeah.
Come on, tell us what's been going on. What's occurring?
Well, there's been a few such...
What? Hey.
Yeah. Right. And we're off.
There's been a few showbiz death on there, Kevin.
Oh, wonderful. More death.
We're starting on a happy note.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah, there's been so many lately. It's just quite sad.
Yeah.
Who have we lost? Hyacinth Bouquet, a.k.a. Mrs. Bucket.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. Really sad. She's, what was her actual real name? I've forgotten her name now.
Patricia
Routledge. That'll be it.
Yeah,
really, really sad that she's gone. And then who else has gone this last few
Pauline week Collins.
Yep, from Valentine. Doodah, Valentine.
Shirley Valentine.
Yeah. Doodah? Yeah. Miss... Shirley Valentine, that is one of my favourite films, that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Was it her and Michael Caine in that?
No.
Who was the guy in it?
He was called something Conte. I don't know what
it is. John Conte.
Yeah.
Conte.
There's
was
some
it?
Weird stuff in your brain, Jordan.
What?
Where did that come from? How do you retain stuff like that?
But if we ask you what you had for tea... You would have a clue, would you?
That's weird.
That was good.
Italian. I had lasagna last night.
Did you? Oh, right. Yeah. So hang on. Pauline Collins and John Conte. You're right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Why am I thinking Michael Caine? Oh, I'm thinking of Julie Walters, aren't I?
In what?
Educating Rita. That was a great film.
Never seen it.
You not seen that one?
No.
Andrew?
No, never seen that.
All right, well, that was a bit of a classic. But going back to their death, so who else have we had? Prunella Scales.
Prunella Scales.
Oh, yeah.
Sybil.
Yeah. Oh.
Was she out of Fawlty Towers?
Yeah, she was famously Basil's wife, who was always pecking Basil's head. Please tell me you watched Fawlty Towers.
Yeah, I watched it the other day.
And which one did you watch out of interest? Any particular episode?
The one where he tried to put the picture up. He tried so many times.
All I can see is Basil Fawlty when he's... I think Manuel has got a pet rat and he calls him Basil. And he says he says he's a pedigree Spanish hamster. He says, that's not a hamster, it's a rat! We were talking about the face of comedy, Jordan, the other week. You were saying, what were your thoughts on?
I just think it's like, it's not like it used to be. And it's just changed. You can't be funny anymore, basically.
I put some thought into this. I mean, I said the other week, if you remember, I mentioned it to you both when I was in a hotel at late at night, and Bird of a Feathers came up. Birds of a Feather.
That's it. There you go.
When Birds of the Feather came up, and it came up with a subtitle thing that said, viewers are warned, something about discretion, that the humour in this was of his time.
Yeah.
Of whose time?
Of the time it was released back in the day.
Of its time.
Yeah, right. So in other words, you might be offended by some of the humour. And then I watched Birds of a Feather, and I'm like, there was nothing offensive in it. It was just humour.
Yeah, but you're watching it from your perspective.
Yeah.
Anybody else might find it disrespectful in some way.
Yeah.
Do you know what annoyed me? And hear me out on this, boys. I'd like your thoughts on this. I generally thought about it the other day, is that there are people being dragged over the coals for being making humorous or making sketches back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. Not the Fast Show, Matt Lucas.
Little Britain.
Little Britain, right? Yeah. So the Little Britain stuff, you look at it back at it now and you think, no, that was a bit much, that, compared to modern humour. But they're getting dragged over the coals for it.
Yeah.
But let me get this done this by you. As an audience, we laughed at that back then.
Yeah, of course we did.
So how is it they're getting dragged over the coals?
Which I think is wrong.
And we're not. Yes.
But you should, like you just said, have that little warning at the beginning.
Yeah.
That says, you know, this might offend you.
And then people can make their own decisions.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
But it was of its time. If you go back to the 1970s, do you remember the sort of nonsense that was on those comedy shows?
St. James, Love Thy Neighbour and all that. Yeah.
That stuff will probably never get aired again.
Yeah.
So, again, of its time.
Yes. But again, if you dug up Sid James now, right, and you said, Sid, you were very wrong in what you did back then in that day.
Yeah.
As you say, that's unfair. But as an audience, we laughed at that back then. So it's unfair that they should be penalised. You know what I mean?
Right, I know who Sid James is.
Yes.
Right? I know that he was in the Carry On films.
Yes.
But what kind of stuff did he get penalised for?
Well, no, I'm not saying he did get penalised. I'm saying, but he probably would do if he was still alive now.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd be dragged over the coals for the things that have come out of his mouth, you know?
Yeah.
I find it annoying.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Tropic Thunder, gentlemen?
No.
You need to watch that for a take on non-PC humour, but making it humorous at the fact it is non-PC.
Right.
You need to watch it. Please watch it, then come back to me.
I think I've watched bits of it, but I've not finished it.
Watch it from beginning to end. Andrew, I know you don't want to watch much TV, but do me a favour, watch Tropic Thunder, make a note.
I'll write it down.
No hope for shake your head at me.
I've still not watched things like Dirty Dancing. I don't know, how many years is that? 35 years ago?
Have you watched Blues Brothers yet, Andrew?
No, of course I haven't. Oh, so look, I'll add it to my list. I can't guarantee I'm going to watch any of these, but there you go.
Well, there we go. Well, shall we say all the best to Hyacinth Bouquet then, and that lot?
Yeah.
Can we move on from death?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go on.
Should we do Flying Fact?
Are we ready for that already?
Aye.
Have we got nothing else to talk about?
Yes, I have.
Go on.
For you to talk about. And I blame Andrew for this. 1,000,000% Christmas adverts, boys.
Right. How am I going to get blamed for this?
Well, it's something to do. It's your fault. It must be. Christmas advert, 1st of November.
Kevin!
What? Christmas markets are already on. It's Christmas.
I don't mean...
It's not!
It is!
I don't mean you.
What?
Kevin, that carrot, the carrot guy. Yeah.
So, yeah, Asda have got an advert out.
Right.
Have you seen that one?
No.
All right. Sainsbury's have got one out.
Have you seen the John Lewis one?
No, go on. Is it a crime one?
Yeah, it's kind of. I don't like it, personally. Oh. But it's got a dance track in it from, I'm guessing it's the 1990s. So, you know, my kind of era.
Yeah. What's the dance track? And which one is it? Can I remember what it is?
Where Love Lives. Alison Limerick.
Oh, how's
so
that?
It's a dance track.
Yeah.
In this Christmas advert.
Sing a bit.
It's one of those that I've never liked ever.
All right.
But for some reason, it's brought back lots of memories.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But the whole point of the advert is it's a son and his dad, and the son clearly can't communicate with his dad, and his dad clearly can't communicate with his son. So in order to get some sort of communication, the son buys an old, record of Alison Limerick, Where Love Lives.
Right.
And suddenly this takes the dad back to the good old days where he's raving in nightclubs and all kinds of stuff. And somehow this brings them back together.
I have to let you boys in on a little secret. That advert is based on me. Don't listen to this one, don't.
I was going to say, we'll have to mention your dad. He's a bit grumpy, isn't he?
I love the fact that every year, certainly for the last 10 years it must be, it's the battle of the Christmas adverts.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an absolute battle.
Yeah, but I always love the John Lewis ones, like he said. I've not seen this year's yet, but I do like them because they put effort in.
But there's like a massive reveal, isn't there? You know, literally, it's like everybody on air, on the radio, and everywhere. It's like, let's talk about.
Have you seen the John Lewis? Yeah.
I think this one, for me, it's a bit like father and son who can't communicate with each other. It's not really the message that we really should be putting out there, is it? I know it's very common, but it was just to be like, oh, okay. That's highlighting something that's wrong in society.
If you remove, and we should do this with lots of things, if you remove all the Hollywoodness of that advert and then make it more like real life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's grim.
You're like dad at home getting leathered and the son out on the street buying drugs.
Yeah.
Text his dad going, Dad, you want some crack?
Right, we'll move on. Yeah.
Shall we do joke of the week?
Go for it, big boy. Woo!
Here's another joke of the week. So, episode 83, we've seen a definite decline in the standard of jokes in recent weeks. Will that change today? Probably not. Scores on the doors. Kevin is on 29, Jordan on 24.
Get in! Go on, lad.
My mate's recently had a penis extension. Now the side of his house looks really stupid.
What?
You weren't listening to that.
No, what was it?
Can't let him tell it again. He's lost it. Jordan's lost it. Go on, Jordan. Do it again. I like that. It's funny.
My mate's had a penis extension.
Yeah.
Now the side of his house looks really stupid.
Andrew, I don't get it. Now the side of his house.
We've
what?
Got to explain.
What? The side of his
he
house?
He mates no. had a penis extension.
Right.
He said, but now the side of his house looks really stupid.
Like I'm I get it. No, I get it. I get it.
Oh! Well done, Andrew.
I think I was thinking too literal there. I was thinking, how does that work? Okay, get it now.
Oh, well done, right. John. Well done, John. Anyway, I'm not one to brag, but I need to tell you both, boys.
Oh, have you had one as well?
No, I've just finished a jigsaw puzzle in 4 days. And on the box, it said 3 to 5 years.
Wow, scores on the doors. Jordan gets a point, 25. Versus Kevin, still on 29.
Well done, Jordan. It was a good that.
Yeah.
It tickled me, that.
Shall we go now?
Have we done?
Yeah.
Right, we'll go then.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
You wouldn't know we've been doing this for over a year, would you?
No.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.